lot. We're real excited this year for Blues Week. We get to really have almost two full concerts of blues. In the past, we've had very short performances by a lot of the musicians on the staff. This year, if you've noticed the concert schedule, we don't have the entire staff performing, but those that are performing are going to be doing longer sets, and we think that's going to be a lot more exciting. If you miss hearing some of the Blues Week staff, many of them will be doing our group session on Wednesday and Thursday. There may be a little bit of room if some of you that are not in Blues Week want to try to sneak into that as well. The first performer tonight is a very excellent slide player from Mississippi. In the past, during Blues Week, we've had a lot of Piedmont musicians. We've had very few people representing the Mississippi Delta. When I was asked to coordinate this year, I really wanted to find an exceptional slide player for the classes, and the name that kept coming up time and time again was Lonnie Pitchford. Now, I did something that you should never do, and I hired somebody that I had never heard play before. And about a week ago, I was riding in my car, and I was listening to the radio, and I heard this wonderful blues music on the radio, and I said, I've got to listen to this. Whoever this is somebody I would really like to hire sometime for Blues Week. And I listened, and I listened, and at the end, they said, and that was Lonnie Pitchford. So I knew I had made a correct decision in hiring him. Lonnie did point out to me he does not have any records with him for sale. He neglected to bring them. We're going to see tomorrow if we can get some of them here by the end of the week, maybe by the Thursday concert. If he doesn't, we'll try to have some information for you on where you can get his records. I think once you hear him tonight, you're going to want to get them. Here's Lonnie Pitchford.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing? Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. I heard that last year they had free beer or something like that, but this year they don't have anything like that, so I'm kind of stranded without that. You know, so trying to make the best of it. The first tune I'm going to do was told to me by Robert Johnson's stepson, which is Robert Jr. Lockwood, and it's called Come On To My Kitchen.
Stole her back again. You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining out of. Well, I know she's gone. No, she won't come by. She took the little nigga out of her nigga. You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining out of. Mm-hmm. winter coming. No, it'll be soon. You can't make the ruby just troublesome. You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be made out of. Don't you hear the little red house? Don't you hear the little red house? You better come on in my kitchen. Gets in trouble, everybody's going down, looking for her good thing, none to be found. You better come on in my kitchen, it's going to be me, I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, man, I don't mind dying. Thank you. Thank you.
If I send for my baby and she don't come, if I send for my baby and she don't come, all the doctors in hot springs sure can't help her none. Doctors in the hot spring, you sure can't help or not. My woman, I just can't take my rest. Woman, I just can't take my rest. With that 3220 lay up and down my breath.
Thank you. Thank you. I was a mountain jack. I crawl up on a mountain, call my baby back. Well, you know, I wish I was a mountain jack. Crawl up on a mountain, call my baby back. You know, looking for my baby. Nowhere she can't be, nowhere to be found. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Lonnie's on Rooster Blues, if that's of interest to you. And as I say, we're going to make some phone calls tomorrow, see if we can't get some of his records up here. Next group's going to be a band. It might take us a couple minutes to set up, so I'll give you a few announcements. A reminder that tomorrow night's picking in the park. It's a nice place to go and jam. And there's some things for kids. There's a puppet show and other activities for children. For those of you at Blues Week and those of you who want to be in Blues Week, we have the Blues Week Barbecue, the annual event. We've had this every year that we've had Blues Week. First year it was at Dr. Alan Fuller's house. There were about 15 of us. And now the Elkins Blues Women Auxiliary has taken over this annual event. I know a lot of you are not privileged, but I do get their newsletter when they have it. This year they have been slack and I have not gotten my newsletter, but I'm hoping that next year. And let me tell you something, I think they ought to take subscriptions, like it's $10 for the barbecue, but it's $15 if you want to get the newsletter. Yes, I root for that. My husband every year waits for those letters to come. They are really fascinating. They are. You'll have to ask about that. I'm not giving away any particular details on that. It was more fascinating than I care to tell you about. I know how to hold on to the mic. We'll see what I can do. Thursday night is the second blues concert with Woody Mann, Pat Donahue, Sapphire, Rusty Mason, Johnny Frigo, and Ted Cudler. And that should be a wonderful concert, too. Friday's the blues band. Are we set up? Oh, they're faster than I thought. Okay. The next group, I find this to be wonderful. Three of the musicians in the next band are instructors this year that first came to Augusta as students. And I think that that's really some of the wonderful part of Augusta. We have a lot of instructors that were students here before and have kind of developed into wonderful musicians and become part of our staff. They are Judy Lewis Watson and Paul Watson, a romance that flourished at Blues Week, and Richard Smith. And then joining them this year is Joe Harris. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Joe, he's a freelance bass player. He's teaching our bass class this year. He has toured with the likes of Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, and The Supremes. So I think you're in for a rare treat this evening. I think you'll really enjoy listening to them. Thanks.
Well, we're going to start you off with a ragtime Texas tune, and it's a standard guitar tune, even though I do it, so let's go ahead and start it off.
Everybody's fishing all the time. I guess I'm going fishing too. 'Cause you could bet your whole life, it's your sweet wife, that I'll catch more fish than you. And plenty of fish you'll bite if you got good bait. Here's a little something that I like to lay. Big ones bite if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, mama's going fishing, baby's going. Bite if you got good bait. Here's a little something that I like to lay. Big ones bite if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, mama's going fishing, baby's going fishing too. Thank you. your whole life. It's your sweet wife that I catch more fish than you. And plenty fish you'll bite if you got good bait. Here's a little something that I'd like to relay. It won't bite if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, mama's going fishing, baby's going fishing too. I'm going fishing, mama's going fishing, baby's going fishing too. I'm going fishing, mama's going fishing, baby's going fishing too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'd like to feature Judy Louise Watson on a song that Paul makes her do, Cherry Red. Her face just turns cherry red. Go, Judy.
Well, run here. Run here, sweet baby. If that's your secret, you know you'd better keep that good stuff to yourself. 'Cause if you tell me, darling, I know I'm gonna tell somebody else. But the way you love me, darling, I know I'm the luckiest girl in town. Rock me, baby. I want you to rock me in my big breast, baby. I want you to rock me to my face turns cherry red. Yeah. You know I ain't never, Lord, Lord, I ain't never. You know, Paul, you better hope that I never will. If you ever try to quit me, somebody gonna get killed. Yeah. Oh yeah.
We'd like to do a song now by Sonny Terry and Brownie McGhee, and something that I learned from Ann Rapson. Rocks is my pillow, cold ground my bed, blue skies my blanket, moonlight my spread. I'm not ashamed, people ain't that news. I've been living in the blues. You ever been down? You know how I feel. Feel like an engine, ain't got no driving wheel. I'm not ashamed, people ain't that news. I've been living in the blues. Oh, the rocks have been my pillow. Cold ground has been my bed. Oh, the blue skies have been my blanket, and the moonlight my spread. My spread. I work all summer, sleep all fall, spend my Christmas in my overalls. I'm not ashamed, people ain't that news. I've been living in the blues. Oh, my mama had a man, my daddy had him too. I've been living in the blues. Yeah. Yes, you know it's true. We all been living in the blues.
Thank you again.
We'd like to do a song that was written by.
Well, we're going to do an original number here that unfortunately, I'm saying unfortunately, we still have to sing. We want you to check the lyrics out to them. Thank you.
out and somebody, baby's dead. Shots rang out and you heard what I said now. Shoot 'em down from Long Island to L.A. It's bada-bop from D.C. to the Bay. Makes no sense. Every fool's got a gun. Every fool's got a gun. Give up yours and I might give up mine. Just telling me I'm wasting my time. Give up yours and I might give up mine. You keep telling me I'm wasting my time. So I shoot 'em down from Long Island to L.A. Bada-bop from D.C. to the Bay. Makes no sense. Every fool's got a gun. Every fool's got a gun. So I